CD 10. By September 1933, Grace was clinging to the same hope, but it seemed to fade with every passing day. Though her mother kept her home as long as she could, Grace was eventually admitted to hospital under the care of Dr. Humphreys. He was worried, he said, about the growing sarcoma in her leg. "I am not going to live much longer," Grace had once said. "No one has ever been known to recover from this trouble. So, of course, I will not either. But why worry?" "It was not death of which Grace was afraid," said her mother. "It was the dread of the suffering, the eternal suffering, the years of torment. She was brave until the last." The last came on 27th of October, 1933. She died at 8 a.m, a somewhat typically helpful time, ready for the doctors who were starting their day. It meant Dr. Martland was able to attend her autopsy to conduct his final, careful consideration of this most special of patients. Grace's death certificate stated she was killed by radium sarcoma, industrial poisoning. It was a fact, black and white. It was the radium industry that killed her. It was the company. Grace was buried in Restland Memorial Park, her grave marked with a stone that had a gap beneath her name. When her mother passed away, 14 years later, her name was added to her daughter's so they both could rest in peace. Her death was reported by the local papers. The family supplied a photograph of Grace to accompany the news, a picture from before the poisoning had set in. She looked forever young, her lips smooth and shining, her eyes piercing as though she could see into souls. She wore a conservative set of pearls, a lace-shouldered blouse. She was beautiful and bright and unbroken, and it was how she would always be remembered by those who'd loved her. "The family all just seemed so sad," her nephew Art remembered. He'd been born after Grace had died, the son of her little brother, Art, who used to take her to hospital appointments. "My father really did not talk about it, but I think he was affected his whole life by this. This was his big sister, who was a beautiful girl." And Grace Fryer was not just beautiful. She was brilliant. She was smart. She was determined and forthright and strong and special. Her little brother did once speak of her when his grandson asked him to. "I will never forget her," he'd simply said. "Never." And Grace Fryer was never forgotten. She is still remembered now. You are still remembering her now. As a dial painter, she glowed gloriously from the radium powder. But as a woman, she shines through history with an even brighter glory. Stronger than the bones that broke inside her body, more powerful than the radium that killed her or the company that shamelessly lied through its teeth, living longer than she ever did on Earth, because she now lives on in the hearts and memories of those who know her only from her story. Grace Fryer, the girl who fought on when all hope seemed gone, the woman who stood up for what was right, even as her world fell apart. Grace Fryer, who inspired so many to stand up for themselves. She was buried in Restland Memorial Park. But even as she was laid to rest, her story was not over. For her spirit lived on, 800 miles away, in the women who came after her. When Grace died, no radium company had been found guilty for killing their workers. No firm had been found at fault. Now, as Grace slept peacefully, others would take up her torch, others would follow in her footsteps, others would battle on as they continued the fight for recompense, for recognition, for justice.